From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Go back to your phone calls, then I'm going to break down what's really happening in the Middle East, and then I'll get into the Bloomberg police state and how they plan to take over the internet. I want to illustrate some of that for you coming up in the next hour. But look at this article from a few weeks ago that's really garnered a lot of interest. FEMA demanding 24-hour delivery of emergency food reserves. We're getting calls by a lot of different food places. In this case, it was somebody that didn't name one of our sponsors. So I made a call to some of our sponsors. And confirm that they're getting the calls. So coming up this next Tuesday at 1:30, I've got to have Steve Shank on from efoodsdirect.com/Alex to find the specials on the storable food. That's not why I'm plugging this. I want to plug these coming up on Tuesday in the last 30 minutes of the weekday show to give us the inside intel. He's pretty excited about this, pretty upset about it. But you can also call them if you want to get a free 6 meals and food planner and find out how high quality their products are, 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. And they got free shipping again running in the month of August, efoodsdirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633. But it is just important to note that he'll be on the show Tuesday to talk about what's unfolding there. They get a lot of special diets and you name it, everything you need up there at efoodsdirect.com/Alex to find the specials. Oh boy, I get wound up. I get stir crazy. Not stir crazy for not enough to do, but too much to do. It's like, just wow, how do you cover all this? And then I'm saying stuff on air that sounds so crazy, and then it's all real. And I'm just like, I cannot believe how much, like we're talking about robots being put in to leverage out the workforce. It's always been a problem for the globalists who see us as garbage. Now they want to remove humanity. Now they're destabilizing the whole world to undercut the economy, to cause mass cataclysm, which they'll also consolidate power through. And it's like, man, I wish the public knew I was telling the truth. Man, I wish people would listen to me. Because this is not going to be good for 99.9% of us. I mean, this is really bad. But a lot of yuppies go, well, humans are ugly and bad for the earth. Kill me, New World Order. And I'm like, wow, really? But you're not going to kill yourself now. You'd beg for your life right now. You're just acting like you accept it because you're deep down scared. Let's go back to the calls. Andrew in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. I'd like to, for a moment, play devil's advocate, but at the same time, expand your listeners' consciousness. And fact is, I do have a little bit of a problem with you. I'm referring to rights as constitutional rights. They're actually unalienable rights because the Constitution states rights you already have and always had.
But I say that all the time. Look, I don't mind being people disagreeing with me because there's lots to disagree with. I listen to rebroadcast and hate half of it. But, I mean, I always explain that it enshrines not rights, but points out rights that were already there as the Ninth Amendment clearly states the Bill of Rights.
Yes, but the thing is, I actually listened to Eddie Craig, and he has made it clear that technically the Constitution is an illegal document because the Founding Fathers never passed it with a consent.
Sure, where'd you learn about Eddie Craig from?
Oh, well, I saw that interview way back in the day with him, like in 2012 August, and then that Masterpiece presentation. And by the way, he said on one of his radio shows he would love to come on your show again.
You know what? Why don't you judge the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds and the New World Order? I mean, what have I done here? I mean, you know, I'm to bring you these people, and sure, a lot of them are better than I am. That's why they're here. And then you call in, you say, hey, you did a bad job, Alex. You know, this guy says something that makes more sense than you. I'm going to show I'm a bigger man than you right now, putting you down in front of everybody. Well, we're on the same team there, Andrew. We're on the same team. Team humanity. Anything else?
Oh, yeah, and just on that same note.
What do you do? On the same note, I'm going to do more to you. Go ahead.
Okay, Article 2, Section 1, Paragraph 5, it actually implies that only someone who is alive at the time of the adoption of the Constitution can be President of the United States, grammatically speaking, the commas in that clause.
Sure, so you're saying it's a proviso, a sunset on it. Look, all we know is the globalists want to get rid of it because it stands in their way, okay? It's the law right now.
every three.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Way, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
You got it.
This transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. It is Sunday, the 18th day of August, 2013. And if you go to InfoWars.com or our backup site, it has a lot of original news on it as well, that's not on InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, or if you go to the nightly news show site, PrisonPlanet.tv, you'll see a lot about what's happening in Egypt. But I got to say, updated every 10 minutes, it looks like. If you want the latest, you want to go to drudgereport.com. That's what I'm looking at in my heads-up display right now. Saudi king backs Egypt's military. Army chief, new clashes won't be tolerated. Report, dozens killed in attempt to escape custody. Cabinet to debate fate of Brotherhood. Saudi prince fires celebrity TV preacher for link. EU will urgently review ties with the Egyptian government. U.S. lawmakers at odds over aid. Egypt unrest threatens oil routes. Now, let's just stop right here for a moment with everybody, okay? And just give you what's happening here, and then I'll go through the evidence of it. America is not run by Congress to a great extent now. It's run by NATO. It's run by the UN, created by the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds on record. Go look up the founding. You're a new listener. I'm not just saying this. These aren't my opinions. To have governments sign treaties and waive their rights to corporations that put up the money, Bill Gates, Ted Turner, that's modern examples, Warren Buffett to the UN and others. Not because they're big sweethearts, but because they want to be exempt from taxes offshore, above the law, with diplomatic immunity. Now, that aside, the Middle East 100 years ago was secular, semi-secular, about as secular as you'd see at the same time in London or New York City, in many countries, in many cities, in many areas. There was only guys that made women wear hoods over their heads and ran around saying, you know, all the stuff you see in Team America in certain areas of Saudi Arabia and North Africa. Pretty much anywhere it was kind of hillbilly, outback, that's the way things are anyways. You're not kind of ruthless and tough. You get overrun anyways. So that's where that came from. British intelligence came in. It's all on record. The movie Lawrence of Arabia is about one small part of it. Historical film. I recommend you see it. Just watched it 2 weeks ago with my parents. It's coming to the Paramount soon in Austin. I think I'm going to go see it there. But the point is, it's an epic film. It's also totally true. But it's a whitewash at the same time. You're like, what they tell is true, but then they don't tell you a lot of it. It's kind of lying by omission. The point is they went and they said, oh, we got a couple hundred thousand really ruthless, hard-fighting people out in the middle of the desert in Saudi Arabia who travel all over the Middle East doing trade and who nobody messes with, kind of the gunslingers. We're going to hire a couple hundred thousand Arab gunslingers who happen to be radical Islam Wahhabists to take over and run the Middle East. trying to take over where the Ottoman Empire out of Turkey was and collapsed. Now, I had to give you that basis of just a basic gestalt snapshot of things to understand what comes in next. Hitler runs the British out in 1940 with invasions of the Middle East. I know. In 1943, my grandpa had to go over there and be in North Africa and fly B-17s, you know, and fight the Nazis and get shot up in North Africa and then go to Italy after they invaded. So that's all part of the history there. Okay, so Hitler comes into North Africa, comes to the Middle East, takes over, gets control of the Muslim Brotherhood. That was the group that came out of the British intel setup. It pre-existed that before. They're the Al-Qaeda granddaddies, okay? Now, those guys are then hired again in 1979 to throw out the Shah, who wanted to build reactors and industrialize Iran. Oh, no, yeah. That was a stage coup with the West to kick the Shah out. It wasn't that Ayatollah Khomeini flew in and all that happened. It's now been declassified. Congressional hearings. In Iran-Contra in 86 it came out. That was only 7 years after then, that our government, under Zbigniew Brzezinski and others, and Reagan got in, and with Bush Sr., they double-crossed them back, they put the Iranians in. Let's just get that straight. Because the Shah wanted to have power plants and build it up, make it first world nation. They said, how about you just get cancer? We remove you, get cancer, and die a week later. Okay, so that's what happened there. So now you're getting kind of the background, just some basic gestalts. There was another guy who the West had just put in, a former CIA captain. He'd been a captain in the army in Iraq, and they made him a sergeant and a captain. They made him a CIA officer. That's declassified. His name's Saddam Hussein. They gave him $40 billion to attack Iran under orders for a seven-year war. So the name of the game is break them all down, ruin them. Doesn't matter if the Shah's trained in the West, pro-America, wants porno movies playing, okay? You know, HBO, the whole nine yards. No, we don't want the Arabs being like New York. We want them dead. That's the globalist, okay? So how do you put in a psych warfare operation? You put in radical Islam again. In that case, you put Shiites in, radical Shiites. Now, in the case of the Wahhabis, that's 80% or Shia, and the minority group that controls it is the Wahhabist. You put them in control worldwide, and you have them run around destabilizing all over the planet. It doesn't mean you even control them. You just give them weapons and everything and let them do what they want, kind of like the Iranian Shiites. Okay, so it's not that I'm saying they give them orders every day. They just open the door and let them do whatever they want, and then later also come after them and then use the threat of them to take our rights. So there was a problem. There was a group up that's about 80 years old, look them up, called Ba'athist, Arab Socialists, but they're not even really socialist. It's a centralized government that wants prosperity, that allows free market, and it's a socialism that actually works. I don't like socialism, but it's an authoritarian socialism that for the Arabs has been the best system they ever had. It gets set up in Egypt. It gets set up in Syria. It gets set up in Iraq. That's what Saddam was meant to take out. Okay? Because they didn't want women going to college and women not getting their genitals cut off and all the rest. The CIA didn't. Just like Hitler, you know, didn't, and just like the British didn't. You want to keep them as your army. So the Ba'athists create all this prosperity and industrialize and build dams and stuff the globalists don't like. So they send in Shiite or Sunni Wahhabist jihadis to blow them up and kill them in every case. And that's all that happened 4 years ago. It's public. It's in BBC, AP, Reuters. Google met with the CIA and MI6 and the European NATO intelligence for 3 months at the hotel, the Grove there in Watford, England, and publicly bragged that they had Al-Qaeda and everybody come meet, and the Muslim Brotherhood said, we're going to give the whole Middle East to you and you can kill everybody, especially the Christians. Make sure and take them out. We don't like Christians because they don't fit into our plan. The globalists always want to kill Christians. So they went into Libya, they went into Syria, and they went into Egypt and had the West, who put Hosni Mubarak in 31 years ago. They had him removed and drugged up and put, you know, in a hospital. And then no one ever knows where he's at. And they put the Muslim Brotherhood in to then go burn down every church and murder everybody and start throwing people off rooftops and killing everybody. And that's where we are now. And the Egyptian military got tired of it after 3 years, a year of turmoil, 2 years of Morsi, and took him out. And so the Muslim Brotherhood, given weapons and stuff by NATO and the U.S. government and Obama, and you see CNN promoting them, calling them protesters as they shoot people and firebomb and burn down churches. The Egyptian military said we're going to support all minority groups, Christians, Jews, Alawite Muslims, Shiite, Sunni. We're not going to have this here. And so you've got NATO and the West trying to bring down Egypt right now to put Al-Qaeda light in charge over there. And that's the plan. And you got 10,000 heat-seeking missiles at Benghazi. We told you this a year and a half ago. It's now, or it happened. I was thinking of the fake Bin Laden. That was 2 years ago. We told you that 10 months ago, right after it happened last year, of the Benghazi was a missile deal. That's now declassified. That's now public. They gave Al-Qaeda 10,000 heat-seeking missiles. And as soon as Obama puts out terror alerts, Al-Qaeda comes out and agrees and says, yes, we're going to blow you up in total choreographed baloney, and it's all staged, and the globalists are funding radical Islam to take over Europe and take over the whole world. They've already taken over the Middle East and killed any moderates to be kind of their army, that anybody that gets in their way will be taken out. So the big banks that run the world run Al-Qaeda and help put the Shiites in power as long as they're radical, and that's the program, and that's what's happening, and that's why CNN and everybody else is promoting the Egyptian Al-Qaeda group, because they support them.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you're hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. You have medical insurance? Is your home insured? You carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678.
Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network. We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
So, I told you 2 years ago they blew up the 23 Navy SEALs in their helicopter, and now I've had the parents and mothers and people on, and top generals have come out and said the helicopter was blown up to get rid of the witnesses to the fake bin Laden raid. I told you they gave him 10,000 heat-seeking missiles in Benghazi, and the ambassador didn't want to go along with it. That's why he was killed, to get to the three warehouses behind the building. I told you that 10 months ago, right after it happened. That has now come out mainstream news. My point is, I don't make stuff up. And what's frustrating is, it's not like I'm some Karnak the Magnificent, like Johnny Carson holding an envelope up to my head. I know the answer. This stuff is all public. And look, Hosni Mubarak in the Egyptian dictatorship, I don't like dictatorships. I don't like cops mowing people down. I think they could have a better form of government. But compared to our government, trying to put the Muslim Brotherhood in and stirring it up in Tunisia and then Libya and all over the Middle East and North Africa on record, and then going, gee, they're burning stuff down and taking over. Who do you think's behind it, Marge? And it's not to put in a better government or a secular government. It's to kick out secular governments and bring in hell on earth to destabilize the area. And then I'll see good old boys commenting, going, well, good, let all the Arabs kill each other. Really? Really, don't let them have a future? Really, go put radical Muslim extremists in charge? What about the Christians? What about Coptic Christians that are as much as 15% of the population in Egypt? Or even more? What, the Christian population is as high as 30% in Lebanon? Or over 20% in Syria? What about them? Oh, I guess they're brown too. See, that's where the real racism comes in. But it's not even a racism. It's a tribalism of Americans, period, are like, ah, so what? They're Arabs, kill them. Really? I don't care if they're Shiite, Sunni, Christian, Zoroaster. I don't care if they're Alawite, 1% of Islam. They're human beings, and I dare you all, you tough guys, go look at one of those little Islamic children and shoot them in the head yourself over there in the Middle East before you shoot your mouth off about, let's just nuke the whole place. Yeah, can you find it on a map over all your tequila you're drinking right now? I mean, that really is sick. It's sick. I'm going to go back to your calls, but I want to show you an article that just got red linked that went up on drudgereport.com. And I know my webmasters listening. I want to get this data to Infowars.com. Christian Science Monitor, in Egypt village, Christian shops marked ahead of church attack. Yeah, they marked them with red paint, just like the Israelites did when Pharaoh went around getting ready to kill everybody. And so the spirit of the angel of death would pass over them as God's response to that. The St. Virgin Mary Church in Al-Nazal is one of 47 churches and monasteries that have been burned, robbed, and attacked in the new wave of violence against Christians in Egypt. Well, I guess you didn't get the memo, because I was watching CNN before the show today. They were going, yes, the president's decrying the police shooting the demonstrators. And I went and looked up, even in BBC, not that they're perfect, what happened to that demonstration? They again had guns and were firebombing. That's not a protest when you're firebombing the police and shooting them. And again, this is how they put them in charge in Tunisia, Libya, taking over most of Syria, Egypt, all these places. And here's the deal. Our government and the NATO is winding up the Muslim extremists, giving them weapons so they can now, out of Lebanon and Gaza, the weapons that are coming in that the West has given them in Syria and in Libya and Egypt, they're now leaking in to attack Israel. And then they're saying they're going to attack general settlements. So I love that. The West helps bring weapons into the Muslim areas. And now the West, notice U.S. troops about 3 months ago, big telltale sign, we mentioned it here on air, started massing by the Gaza Strip by Israel. U.S. troops, like, pull that up, U.S. troops, Reuters, deployed in Gaza. And then about 2 months ago, they had a drill It was back in June, so yeah, June, July, August, about 2 months ago. They had a drill. Then I'm going to your calls. They had a drill in Jordan of tens of thousands of U.S. Special Forces, aircraft, attack helicopters, missile batteries. And then the king said, why haven't you left? Guess what? The U.S. forces have still not left. Did you know the United States is basically deployed in Israel and basically invaded under cover of a set war game into our main ally, Jordan? Boy, do you think World War III might be a possibility as many, yeah, there it is, France 24, U.S. Jordan troops hold desert war games, do not leave. Yeah, that was when it first came out. Now they haven't left, though. And U.S. troops deploy on Gaza Strip. The point is, this is so when the Muslim extremists, who they don't really control, they're just opening the door. The analogy is like Final Fantasy when the general wants more power and he just opens the gate to let the enemy in to the base. I mean, it's not like the enemy works for him. It's just, here, you aren't giving me full power? Here, I'll just open the gate up. Here, come on in. By the way, need some weapons? Go ahead. I mean, this is what they're doing. And just wait. By the way, I've been saying this for 2 years. Even before the Benghazi situation 10 months ago, when Gaddafi fell, it was reported over 10,000 missiles came missing. We didn't know where, you know, the different transfers were. It was, well, 18,000 total. But the point is that it turned out, ladies and gentlemen, it turned out in this whole equation, they've been giving them the weapons all along. And just this week, they had AP, Reuters, and others come out. The guys can pull that up if you're a TV viewer. Listeners can pull it up just by going to a search engine, an NSA two-way mirror, basically, and putting it in. Just know what it is when you go to the Oracle. You don't just get info from it. It gets info from you, what you're thinking. And you know, go in and look it up. That now they're saying, oh, extremists have gotten guided missiles, and they are going to hit Europe and America. Can you imagine when they just take a blind eye, order stand downs? In fact, I predict that in the next 2 years, probably sooner, in Europe and North America, you're going to have al-Qaeda groups, or it might be Shiite, they blame. They'll let a Shiite group in, not controlled by Iran. Iran's not dumb. They're not overtly doing stuff they'll get attacked. They'll be let in, and there'll be a drill at the exact same time, say in Boston or New York or maybe Austin, Texas. And they'll let a real extremist in with two heat seekers, and they won't shoot down one. They'll wait till two go in the air. I know how they work. They'll shoot down two commercial airliners with heat-seeking missiles, and there'll be a drill of that happening at the same time. So any cops that catch them, the feds can let them go and go, oh, no, it's a drill, see? That's how it all works. You just let them in for the drill. I've seen this. They run the same playbook. They may change it, but they never do because it works. Just remember, they're going to blow up aircraft. Just remember you saw the show. They're going to blow up aircraft, and then they're going to set up checkpoints on the highway, searching all the vehicles, looking for more heat seekers. And simultaneously, they'll have news headlines everywhere. Alex Jones, the traitor, says the government did it. And so I won't be lifted up as the Pulitzer Prize for telling you this. I'll be attacked. And it may get worse. They may let a group do a small, low-yield nuclear detonation to bring in martial law. I mean, who stands to gain from a nuke going off? Who stands to gain from missiles shooting down airliners? Who gave them the missiles? You see the total preparation to go after the Tea Party, gun owners, libertarians, real conservatives? Because they've already said we're the terrorists. So this whole system you see being set up is for us. And they already said on MSNBC twice last week, I found a new video, that it was libertarians that bombed the Boston Marathon. I'm not kidding. You didn't know you did that?
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, here's the deal. I want to go to your phone calls right now, and then I want to break down just a few stories I saw in the news today that get into the technocracy and how in the future everything you do can be controlled by the smart meters, by the smartphones, all of it. I'll do that at the start of the next segment briefly. And I'll also hit some police state and economic news dealing with Jim Rogers, says U.S. debt is much bigger than declared. No kidding. Paul Krugman has come out and admitted that Keynesian economics is about empowering the state. I'm going to read you that quote. But here's the bottom line. The world is filled with cold-blooded, very smart, calculating people who have used technology to basically hide their political systems of control. And so corruption is able to basically mask itself a lot better. But if you look at the general problems in society, it's because gamed systems or crony insider rigged systems, the type of systems they developed in the last 100 years to rig casinos, are being used in the stock markets, are being used in businesses across the board. And everybody understands that. The laws are written to shut down the little guys. The big guys, on average in history, don't want competition. As the founder of the Rockefeller dynasty, John D. Rockefeller, said, competition is a sin. We will empower the state to create monopolies. And that's what they do. Any individualism, any freedom is a threat. And so many good old boys, so many hardworking engineers, so many hardworking lawyers, doctors, you name it, think it's an attribute to work in the system and roll over to the powers that be. But as you can see, there aren't a lot of seats at that table. And the way we're going, gangsterism, insider cronyism, is what kills countries, kills empires, kills civilizations. And it's the antithesis of the American system that never fully got implemented, but a little bit of the idea got implemented, and 4% of the world's population had half the wealth. We produced most of the world's wealth. Now we're the greatest debtor nation. From 50 years ago, the greatest creditor. We had the highest IQ. Now we have the lowest in the industrialized world. That's physical, folks. We're being poisoned. That's a program. How do you take the freest, meanest, toughest, smartest, most inventive people and destroy them? You drug their food, their water, I mean, the TV, the culture. We're the model of death worldwide. And there's still pockets of resistance. We're part of that. The fact that we are so prominent and able to be on air shows there's still great reservoirs of liberty left. But the system doesn't like it, and they don't like being challenged. As you hear them bemoan the alternative media, led by InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and the big mothership, DrudgeReport.com. They are so upset about talk radio, period. They want it shut down. Men and women better get together for basic human dignity and liberty against tyranny. Black and white, Hispanic, old, young, Asian, Catholic, Protestant, Muslim, Jew, whatever the differences are, we better come together around a Bill of Rights and Constitution and the freedom that it basically enshrines. It doesn't give you those liberties. It only points out what's already there. Because we know the way we're going leads to destruction. That's why society is in such decline. Cartels and combines produce poverty and men in black uniforms on the street corners with submachine guns. True diversity and liberty and economic freedom create so much wealth, we become decadent slobs and tyrants take us over. That's the problem in the cycle, is that we had more freedom than anybody else ever had, and we became filthy rich compared to anybody else. Our poorest people were more wealthy than most third world populations, even they're wealthy. And the poorest American has access to more knowledge, technology, medicine than the greatest king of 500 years ago. And so, yes, we are a world, a nation, a Western planet, a Western system of spoiled brats begging to be destroyed, begging to be enslaved, begging to have their rights overrun. But just because the general public's a bunch of knuckle-dragging, spoiled, rotten, snot-nosed scum doesn't mean we have to sign the world over to them. Men of conscience, men of honor, women of conscience and honor must stand forth and be the leaders of civilization now, as we've been throughout history before. We are the light in the darkness, and we must bring it. I will not give in to barbarism. I will not give in to the king rat. I will not give in to gangsterism. I will stand against it and be an example against it. A great fight for human civilization is happening now. Will we let those that took control through fraud dominate society and build the world in their image? Or will we build it in the image of the individual, the trailblazer, the rugged individual, the one that's honorable, the one that has true courage, not the fake tough, but the crazy brave? Let's go to your phone calls. I'm going to go quick now. We'll get to everybody. Mary in Missouri, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I really like your new word, economy. That was what my question was about.
Economy, yeah.
When I talk about... try and explain the Federal Reserve, I say, I can't believe that you still have a bank account with Bank of America. Why haven't you switched to a local bank? Would it make any difference?
It would make a massive difference. The big banks are openly trying to shut down the little banks right now on record, is using their unlimited taxpayer credit to shut everybody down. They're trying to get rid of credit unions, both university, police, military, you name it. The feds are even trying to get rid of the USAA right now. And it's tax exemption. They will shut everything down. They will loot every account. That's why they wage war on the family. They wage war on anything that is humans huddled together in common defense. The corporate board wants to atomize us to suck us up.
Well, I'm going to keep asking people to change their accounts then.
By the way, I'm going to make an admission. I have two Texas banks that have the majority of my backup capital in them, but I've, over the years, had some big banks that I've used just for transactions because it's easier, and I've made the commitment before this year ends, I will leave those big banks that I'm with, even though not much money's in them. I use them for transfers and stuff. I agree. We should all break with the globalists. They've broken with us. They are the enemy. They are the plague. Go ahead.
I had gone to a little local estate sale for one of my neighbors here, and I was asking, how do I bid on this little item I wanted to bid on? And they said, well, you go over there and you show them your driver's license. I said, well, I'm not bidding then because they have no need to have my driver's license. And so someone ended up bidding for me that had already gotten a number. But I thought it was ridiculous. If I bought some $5 item and paid cash, why do they need a copy of my driver's
license? Ma'am, they sell your data. The biggest business now, it's not the majority of their business, but it's the biggest one piece for Target, Walmart, the steakhouses, pizza places is selling your data. The federal government spends over $50 billion a year just buying North American data. That came out actually this weekend. $50 billion to buy all that data. And that's why they pressure you and push you and tell them to do it. And it's not that you have anything to hide. Then they also use it to actuary it to figure out how to work with other corporations and price fix to cheat the general consumer. You notice 2 weeks ago it came out that all the big stores have face scanners. They bought the digital driver's license photos. And they know if you have more money, and now they don't have a lot of price tags, they'll change them when you get there. Notice everybody's now getting bills. Even though their contract doesn't say it, the bill goes up. They're just seeing what they can get away with. We have a criminal system now. God bless you. Let's go to another caller. Mike. Mike is calling from North Carolina. You're on the air. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, how you doing, brother?
Good.
Excellent, excellent. I just want to say that you're a great inspiration, and I thank you, and may the Lord bless you for all the knowledge that you've gave to me and to the world. And I think that we should really have put a petition together, you, Ron Paul, Jesse Ventura, and we write this petition up, and it's criminals that need to be put away forever. And we just have the people sign it and go after these criminals one by one and get this revolution started today.
Yeah, Jamie Dimon, Congress has found that he did engage in criminal activity. Barack Obama, Henry Kissinger, the Pentagon Office of Special Plans that has been caught creating fake intelligence to invade Iraq. I mean, yeah. There's only about 6,000 globalists, in Rothkopf's own words, at the Kissinger Group that run things, and not even all of them are actually involved in everything. It's only a couple thousand people who on record, in their own words, are shutting economies down to make us more controllable. They work full-time not to just steal wealth. At least then that gets spent. They want to destroy it. They want to destroy us. They want to wreck us. Final segment.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
A couple final news stories before I end the transmission with your phone calls until I'm back tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, with the Monday through Friday transmission. Internet traffic plunges by 40% as Google goes dark for 5 minutes, as reported by the Daily News and Zero Hedge. Want to throw the world into sheer URL panic and outright informational chaos? Then just take out Google. That's probably a test. Google was set up by the CIA and NSA. You can look that up. And NQTEL, a division of the CIA, 14 years ago. And they want to be able to shut the web off and control it. And now you notice people with email or smartphones get forced Obama messages. I get them. My dad gets them. Boy, what a free country. Now they're announcing forced Obama messages. California got freaked out last week when the phones turned on in the middle of the night. They hard turn them on and then give you messages. For your safety, of course. I mean, it's not a Big Brother tyranny. I mean, Winston Smith got woke up every morning by Big Brother turning on the television and giving him orders. But, I mean, after all, Big Brother cared. I mean, what's wrong with that? So there's an example of that. Another story by Cryptum.com that links through to United States Patent 8,254,902. And it's got the police and feds saying, oh, yes, now all your new smartphones We will listen to you 24/7 on them for your safety with AI computers listening for any signs of trouble. By the way, that's already going on. But then when you go out and want to film the police, they'll just hit a button in their car that broadcasts a code, turning all electronics off. That's why there's going to be a huge business in old cameras and old systems. This is not going to stop anything. I got news for you. But this is the way they can double-edge, use technology to enslave. And by the way, cops, before you get excited about that, they can use data like that to disappear your identity and steal your pension fund, too. This technocracy is the enemy of all humans. Technology could totally empower us, but instead it's being built to totally enslave us. And then Bloomberg's public housing fingerprinting idea stuns and infuriates residents. Well, he's a total tyrant. We got that article that then ties into the police are saying they're looking at evidence that the military killed Princess Diana. Yeah, I said that back in 1997, and now it's been pretty much declassified. They turned off the camera. She was alive, killed her in the ambulance. And Prince Charles's letter and video to her saying, I will kill you in a fake auto accident is now public. The police have it. But they're like, well, so he said, I'll kill you in a fake auto accident. Then she died a week later. I mean, what's the big deal? It's like, I'm going to shoot you in the head. And then you get shot in the head. And he's like, well, Alex isn't a suspect. I mean, you know. The Navy SEALs came back and said, we didn't really raid Bin Laden. It was a body double. And we're all going to be killed soon, we've heard. And then they all died. But it's you know, the Bin Laden raid was real, folks. Obama is a hero. Oh, I'm sorry. It's pretty sick. Let's race now through your calls. Frank in North Carolina, you're on the air, sir. Welcome.
In the DVD extras section under director's commentary for the 2007 movie Shooter, the director cites the book Economic Hitman as being an influence on the movie. Now, I'm pretty sure he's talking about John Perkins' book Confessions of an Economic
Hitman. And by the way, John Perkins is in the new Obama movie I'm making coming out. But yeah, no, he was hired by the Pentagon openly to go in and bankrupt third world countries. And yes, I was aware that the writer of the Shooter, incredible Mark Wahlberg film, it's really how stuff works. I mean, that's actually like real. Absolutely. Go ahead.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you. Well, I was going to let you add any other points, but thank you. Looks like he made his point. In fact, we should play that extra here on air. We ought to find the extra to that and play that. Great point, sir. Thank you. Okay, absolutely. I love that movie so much. It's so accurate. It's like combines. The bad guy goes, kill me. It doesn't matter. There's hundreds of heads. You can't stop us. It's a criminal operation. I mean, it's just, that's the problem with it. Let's go ahead and talk to Jeff in New Mexico. You're on the air.
How you doing, Alex?
I'm doing all right. Welcome.
Hey. I had a bunch of comments, but I'm late for church. I just want to make something real simple here. You know, as an ordained minister and everything, you mentioned this, you touched on this even today several times. If people, and we need to pray for the globalists, actually, and pray for the sheeple, they just need to get saved. They need Jesus Christ. And the Bible's very clear. The book of, you know.
No, I agree with you. Whether you believe in God or not, when countries start doing the things we're doing, all this decadence, they collapse. In every case, when people act like we're acting and people lose a moral system, everything collapses. Absolutely.
I mean, just real quick, one verse. 1 Timothy 2:5, it says, there is one God and one mediator between God and man. That man is Christ Jesus. People need to receive Christ, repent their sins, receive Christ, and get saved. That would solve all the problems.
Absolutely. I mean, whether you believe in Jesus Christ as a true entity, you know, as the Son of God, I do. I know it's real. I have a relationship. Regardless, I mean, who is our God then? The state? Who is our God? Hollywood? I mean, look at the values of Christ versus the values now. And you take it out of school. You take it out of the culture. Look, I've just found in business, real Christians are the people to deal with, not fake ones. But when you deal with anybody else, I mean, you are going to get screwed over. I mean, it is just a fact. These worldly people are a pack of demons. And they think evil is cool. They think cheating you is cool. And they're all losers, too. They're dumb. And I just feel sorry for them. God bless you, brother. Absolutely. It's in dark times like these, they say there's no atheist in a foxhole. Is there atheist in a collapsing kleptocracy? Jim in New York, you're on the air. Welcome.
Good afternoon, Mr. Jones. How are you?
I'm all right, brother. Thanks for holding.
I just want to tell you thank you for taking my call, and I want to propose something to you as far as sharing and expanding your show and the message of liberty. I was actually thinking about taking advantage of the independent musical artists out there that aren't signed, and also kind of like having a nationwide tour on, with festivals in local towns.
It's a great idea. I just can't even organize updating my websites and finishing a film and running the nightly news program, but it's all, there are a lot of great artists. Hey, how about all the big artists that are out there come out for liberty? Well, a lot of them have, but how about they come out more hardcore, not just Foo Fighters, not just Rush, not just Muse, and I know all those folks are listeners. We've talked to many of them. I mean, how about they all come out? Because let me tell you, everybody knows it. There's no future now unless good men stand up against evil.
I totally agree with you. I have actually sent you some emails pertaining to a rough outline of possibly how to put this together.
Brother, I hear you, but God bless you. I appreciate your call. Did you hear what I just said? I'm going to be here till 9 tonight on Sunday night. My son cried as I drove off at 1 o'clock today, saying, please, Daddy, go fishing. I'm sad when you leave. And he's not being emotional on purpose. He really wants me to be there. Folks don't understand. I can't do it all. I'm not a good manager or whatever. I've done as best I can. And people always want me to do it. Folks, you've got to do it. And people that are in leadership positions, they've got to decide to do a little more. I can't do it all. That's why I have other talk show hosts on, other people. I'm trying to build others up. I just want to beat the tyranny. That's my goal, not be, you know, number one. Let's take another call. Patrick in Illinois. Patrick, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Quick T-shirt idea, quick question.
Okay.
Okay, on the front of the T-shirt, it says, if you give tyranny an inch, it will drag you a mile. With a personified constitution, and a militarized police officer pointing a gun at him. Okay, and my question is, I think Julian Assange, or do you think Julian Assange came out now, putting Rand Paul and Ron Paul, because he's seeing the writing on the wall with Bradley Manning and with Michael Hastings?
Absolutely. The neocons want to kill him, so do the Democrats. And, I mean, who else is out there saying no? Rand Paul is saying no. Who else is breaking state-run media blockades with Drudge Report and things like Infowars.com? And so it just shows how the resistance is hot. People are looking to America worldwide for leadership. We've just got to give it.
Absolutely. What do you think of my T-shirt idea?
I think it's awesome, brother. I think you should make it and put it up on Zazzle or some account. If you sell 10, you're a winner. God bless you. You do YouTube videos about it, you probably sell 1,000. Just you all need to be leaders, folks. I can't do it all. If I became the big leader and was beating them, they'd kill me. The answer is create a transmission, a spirit, an idea, a wavelength to get others to resonate with that and move against the tyranny. I'm only a seed, ladies and gentlemen, not the tree that will grow out of it. You understand that? One final call. Eric in Canada, thanks for holding. You're on the air. Sorry to all the others. Go ahead. You're our tail gunner. Yes, sir. Worldwide broadcast. Got 30 seconds.
I was wondering what you think of Mamia Abu-Jamal.
You know, I've seen a lot of evidence that what he's saying isn't really true, and that he's basically a cause celeb for the left to raise money. You notice the left, as soon as they're in control, love the police state. They're only anti-police as a way to act like they're anti-establishment. But I think the guy's got a very interesting voice. But I can't judge him because I'm not sure on the case. I know that the Weather Underground and others, not that he's connected to, did kill police and got away with it and raised Barack Obama. So there gives you an example of what we're dealing with. Infowars.com is the site. See you back live tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. Infowars.com. Spread the word.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.